Hare Krishna. Today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Kanto, Chapter 3, text number 37 and 38. 38 is on the board. 37, I will recite myself. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tado Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtage. Text number 37. Vivaso Beva Sumat Bhirva Sura Sura Mahoragai Apradi Dondavam Yute Aigabatyam Chadeginam. 38, follow with me. Sarvesham Logapalanam Mahimanam Yadatmanaha Tabo Yoga Prabha Avanam Yanna Rishyadi Karhijita Sarvesham Logapalanam Mahimanam Yadatmanaha Tabo Yoga Prabhavanam Yanna Rishyadi Garhijita Sarvesham Logapalanam Mahimanam Yadatmanaha Tabo Yoga Prabhavanam Yanna Rishyadi Garhijita Vyasubhihi, by things that have no life. Va, or Asumadibhi, by entities that have life. Va, or Sura, by the demigods. Asura, the demons. Mahauragai, by the great serpents who live on the lower planets. Apradidvandadam, without a rival. Yute, in battle. Aigabatyam, supremacy. Cha, and Dehinam, over those who have material bodies. Sarvesham, of all. Logapalanam, the predominating deities of all planets. Mahimanam, the glory. Yatha, just as. Atmanaha, of yourself. Tapa, yoga prabhavanam, of those whose power is obtained by austerities and the practice of mystic yoga. Yata, which na, never, rishyadi, is destroyed. Karhijida, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, grant me that I not meet death from any entity, living or non-living. Grant me further that I not be killed by any demigod or demon or by any great snake from the lower planets. Since no one can kill you in the battlefield, you have no competitor. Therefore, grant me the benediction that I too may have no rival. Give me sole lordship over all the living entities and presiding deities, and give me all the glories obtained by that position. Furthermore, give me all the mystic powers attained by long austerities and the practice of yoga, for these cannot be lost at any time. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Grant me that I not meet death from any entity, living or non-living. Grant me further that I not be killed by any demigod or demon or by any great snake from the lower planets. Since no one can kill you in the battlefield, you have no competitor. Therefore, grant me the benediction that I too may have no rival. Give me sole lordship over all the living entities and presiding deities, and give me all the glories obtained by that position. Furthermore, give me all the mystic powers attained by long austerities and the practice of yoga, for these cannot be lost at any time. Purport. By His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Brahma obtained His supreme position due to long austerities and penances, mystic yoga, meditation and so on. Hiranyakashipu wanted a similar position. The ordinary powers achieved by mystic yoga, austerities and other processes are sometimes vanquished, but the powers obtained by the mercy of the Lord are never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu therefore wanted a benediction that would never be vanquished. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalagaya Chachurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugankaro Divachalam Bangum Langayati Girim Yatkripatamagam Vande Sri Gurum Dinadharinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Dham Surado Pangor Mama Manda Madhe Gadi Masarvasva Vadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Namaga Pankajanabhaya Namaga Pankajamalini Namaga Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajanetraya. Angajangre. Hare Krishna. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, the seventh Kandu, this chapter. We are hearing actually Narada Muni speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj about the story. And two, three chapters are about only Hiranyakashipu. So we may be wondering that why so much of importance is going to Hiranyakashipu. So Bhagavatam is compiled by Vyasadeva as per the instruction of Narada Muni. He is for helping actually the conditioned souls in this material world. There are different species of life, and human species is very special. There are also different types. When we are created, Bhagavan actually is given this knowledge to Brahmaji to preach to the conditioned souls, especially human beings, so that they can complete their term in this material life, in material world, very nicely, and then they can conclude the miserable life in this material world. So, but very rarely the people actually interested in Bhagavad Katha or classes or they don't look at that side. It is not necessary like that actually. I know what I am doing. Sometime in the family some traditions are going on. I follow the tradition. I don't care where, who is the God or how we should identify and how to please. Then only our things will be going on nicely. That knowledge actually is not, it is not propagated actually, it is not propagated because people are not interested, averse to hear about it actually. Because what happens, somebody thinks that if we go and associate and we know all the things, then we have to follow. Following is very difficult. That may affect my sense gratification or my enjoyment or type of life. That may interfere by looking at somebody. But again and again, Srimad Bhagavatam is in somehow or other, a lot of emphasis is given actually. Even the latest, Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also insisting about hearing, he himself was hearing and showing actually. We have to hear this knowledge we should have. So don't behave like a Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha. Become a devotee. Prabhupada says there are so many Hiranyakashipus actually in this age of Kali Yuga also. We saw actually in the previous text and all, he did a, austerity and penance beyond imagination actually. Whatever siddhis he has got actually, we know that he previously was in the spiritual world. Somehow because he got a curse and he has to come to this material world. Every one of us has come here in the material world because of some curse or some disobedience. The behavior is same. That is why we can see exactly the same type of behavior. People are available. So he did an austerity. It is said that he did the austerity for 100 years. Nirjala fasting, 100 years. Of course, that power is also given by the Lord. And he was not praying for Vishnu. He has not realized actually who is God. Somehow or other, actually, the other demigods, they went and complained to the Brahmaji. Then only he came to know that actually somebody is lying down and is doing the penance for 100 years, Nirjala fasting. the fire started coming from his head, a lot of heat. All other, you know, demigods and everybody was worried, actually, what is going to happen? This may affect our, you know, all the planets. So everybody went and told him, please, you are actually in charge of us. You please go and find out what is happening. Then only he came along with the others and to find out what is this. And it was said that it was very difficult to find out where is this person sitting in the forest. His body was not to be seen, only ants and anthills and everything is covered. So somehow he found, and Brahmaji is also very kind. Now all the demigods, when somebody is doing austerity for them, so only when him, Brahmaji, he put a water on him, the, from his water pot. Then anthills are gone and he came and he regained his body, otherwise only bones were there. So as soon as he regained his body, you know, he remembered actually why for he was doing these austerities and penance. Totally material opulence. So that is why the Bhagavatam is mentioning about it actually. One should not spend his time. We cannot do 100 years penances. Maybe 2 days in a month we can do the penance, you know, austerities. Ekadashi Vrata or something like that. Coming to Vrindavan Dham, visiting all the holy places. That also is very difficult. So instead of doing that, one should find out actually. Bhagavan himself is telling actually. All the austerity should be done for Vasudeva, Krishna, Vishnu. Not for anybody else. Otherwise it is dangerous. It is going to be a dangerous situation. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam different cases. So different devotees or atheists or non-devotees, they did, many people did the tapasya, austerities, and at the end they got it, and then what was the result out of it? That we have to learn it. That's why it is mentioned here. So in the previous, as soon as he got up, actually he said, Brahmaji said, oh, I am very much pleased with your austerity. Hey, it is beyond imagination. Nirjala fasting 100 years you did it. So you are eligible for a benediction from me, let me give you. Then we may think that he is a super intelligent person. He is a devotee, great devotee, Brahmaji. Why he is giving this benediction? So these are all arrangements of the Lord actually. A drama, when a drama is going on, you know, the rehearsal or earlier, the suitable candidate they pick up for suitable post, and there is a story made and they are acting according to the story. So Brahmaji is asked actually to save him. That's why he took him out. And he cannot tell him to chant the holy name of Krishna. He is not going to accept it. That is not his mood. It will take time. Bahunam, Janmanam, Ante. After many, many births and death, only one will come to know actually. Jnanavan man pravattati. The jnana, I want to hear about Bhagavatam. It is not one life, you know, result. Many life is passed. And here little bit, a desire has come that actually at least in my next life, I should be spending time to hear about glories of Krishna. So much of propagation is done about Srimadam, Swagata, Krishna, Punya, Sarvana, Kirtanaha. This is complete, continuously it is propagated. So he said, okay, I will give a benediction for you. Immediately he took the chance actually, yes. I want to become this. If you make a list actually, it's a big list. It's not that one benediction he asked. Of course he says, I don't want to die. Brahmaji said, no, even I am going to die, how can I give a benediction for that? Okay, then I will give a list. Big list I will give. So we are going through the big list of benediction which he wanted completely material. One should not do that actually. After hearing actually the complete story of the benediction, what he actually achieved because of the material opulences, even though he got it, how he used it, what was the result, then one will be cautious actually, yes, what is to be done. So here, in this sloka, this is the last text of this sloka, benediction is asking for next sloka. Brahmaji is telling, okay, I will give you that, no problem. Then nobody should kill me, the living being or non-living being. Anybody is going to take, you know, grammatically he should not say that you, I give you benediction that no living being will kill you, so tomorrow somebody will burn. Somebody will burn and then he will kill you. You should not take a chance. He is not, you know, having faith even on Brahmaji. No demigod. You should not send a demigod or a demon to me to kill me. Or a snake bite should not kill me. No snake should come and kill me. And you are unconquerable. Nobody will come and fight with you because there is a gate. Similarly, nobody should come and fight with me. I should be glorious. And I want a lordship over all living entities. Everybody should be under me. Nobody should say that I am above you. All the deities, presiding deities, everybody should be under me, under my command. Everything should be under my command. It is said actually, you know, Hiranyakashipu, he moves his eyebrows like this. The demigods and everybody will dance accordingly. The eyebrows of his being, come on. That much fear actually he created. And you are giving me the strength of everybody and all the demigods, everybody should under me. Any special post is available, that special post is having some glories. So that glories also should come to me. I should be glorified, not to anybody else. So we heard actually, you know, that he said to all yogis and everybody is doing the yajna and all, he said, nobody should say Narayanaya Namaha. Everybody should say Hiranyakashipaya Namaha. All yajna should be done. So that was this, he was asking for them. And he is claiming that, Brahmaji, you know that I did 100 years of penance, austerities. I want a result for me. It should not go waste. I am eligible for it because of my austerity. So you should give me that, the austerity, siddhis, mystic powers. And whatever you are giving me, it should not be lost at any time. Okay, you say that I will give you this, maybe after 1 month you will say that, no, I am withdrawing this. You should not, you promised me that I should be getting permanently, perpetually. All this facility should be there. So I should live like royal and royal and royal, and then I should be glorified, all opulences should be there, and you should not take it out under any circumstances. And you should not kill me at any circumstance. You don't say after 1 month now that my benediction is taken back. No. So this is the demonic nature actually, okay. Even in today in the material world, especially in the Kali Yuga, we'll see so many people actually. If you go out and see even the so-called actually Hindus or followers, they are doing lot of pujas and lot of penances, lot of austerities, and so many things are going on. Recently I went to South India, one person actually, he was doing an offering for Devi. Is very famous. He is spending about 4 crore rupees for that puja. 4 crore rupees. 1 week celebration festival in his house and the day. And what is this? Actually, he has to adopt a child from a family, and the child actually, they got some arrow, you know. That arrow will be with mantra, it will be pushed through the stomach. From one side it will come out. And he has to say some mantra. And after doing this puja, it is as good as the child is died, dead. All qualities of the child will go. And for that, for the family is taking actually lakhs of rupees. Because they are giving this child as a sacrifice. Mind you, even till today this is going on. I saw with my own eyes actually this going on. He may not give one penny to Krishna temple or, you know, Vishnu temple or anything, he will not give. And I asked him actually, why are you doing this? Who told you to do it? Say, you don't know. After doing this, I saw the people have become millionaires, crores and crores rupees they are getting. They become very successful in their business and things like that. So what I am spending is very, you know, nominal as compared to what I got it actually. So still Hiranyakashipus are present actually on earth. It is going on. So unless we preach Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and people, they do not know, actually even they are suffering, they do not know they are suffering. They are thinking they are enjoying. This person who is spending 4 crores rupees, he cannot take 2 chapati at a time. He cannot. He says, I cannot because I am sick. What is the use? So like that, Hiranyakashipu is asking all these benedictions. I want to become this, I want to become this, I want to become this. So at the end, what actually happened? We are going to see actually, after getting that benediction. Nobody can correct such people. It is very difficult. He is against actually Vishnu because of some reason. Or a mercy is not there. Mercy is required, mercy is not there. Same time we can see that, you know, Beli Maharaj, he was also in a demonic family. He also wanted to conquer all the planets and he wanted to become Indra and things like that. But he was having a good quality actually, you know, conducting the yajna, and he gave the charity. The Lord's arrangement, Bhagavan is thinking, you know, somebody wants to be corrected because of his previous karma or this is last life. He came. Mamanadeva came and asked for, you know, he asked for 3 steps of land. He made him to, even though his guru said, no, don't give, his Vishnu. He said, don't worry, this is Vishnu, it's okay for me. He promised and he did not argue on any point because he became so tall and he measured the 2 steps, everything. 3 steps he put on his head and he surrendered. Atma samarpanam, completely surrendered. So somebody's quality like that. Similarly, the devotees are also doing austerities, comparing. Because here, Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport, austerities and other processes are sometimes vanquished, finished. The person himself will be finished. Why demigods are giving some benediction and the person itself will be finished after getting that. But the powers obtained by the mercy of the Lord are never vanquished. A very important point. So Hiranyakashipu is asking for a benediction which will never be vanquished. Or he is asking for a benediction which usually the Lord gives. Krishna gives to somebody, that will never go. We know the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he did a cake tapasya. Here only, in Mathuban. He was taking bath in Yamuna and he was going and doing the tapasya. He was standing on one leg, just like Hiranyakashipu. He was also standing on toe and he was standing, raised hand and, you know. Dhruva Maharaj was also doing the great tapasya. You know, 6 months. Even he stopped breathing. That has created again problem for all of the demigods. Their breathing also stopped. So all of them, they went to the Supreme Lord. And what he was doing, what mantra he was using actually. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. And this mantra he got it from a guru. Narada Muni himself was God. And he was doing the tapasya. What was his mind actually? He wanted to see Narayana personally. And he wanted to become very rich, greater than his grandfather. Because his father refused to sit on the lap. That is why his mother has told, you go and pray to Narayana in the forest. Small boy, he came. Narada Muni is meeting Krishna Sarain, given a mantra, he was doing it. So he, after 6 months, exactly after 6 months, the Lord appeared in front of him. Because he had the form of the Lord, which he, Narada Muni has explained to him, in the mind. But one day finally he saw that suddenly it disappeared. Then he got disturbed and opened, and that same personality is standing in front of him. Small boy, he had never compiled any prayer or anything like that. He wanted to glorify him. That is natural. When we come to Krishna consciousness, really Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am part and parcel of the Lord. I am actually eternal servant of the Lord. When somebody realizes immediately what he is doing, he started glorifying, wow, to please him. Prayer. That is natural. So he wanted to do it. But he saw the difficulty, the Lord has put the Shangha on his head. And he's the only one, and he started praying. So I want to share with you actually what he is praying, what Hiranyakashipu is praying. What Hiranyakashipu is asking, what the devotees are asking actually.
एकस्त्वमेव भगवान् इदमात्मशक्त्या मायाख्ययोरो गुणाय महदातेशं सृष्ट्वानुविश्य पुरुषस्तद असद्गुणेषु नानेव दारुषु विभावसत्त विभावसी.
माय लॉर्ड, यू आर द सुप्रीम वन, बट बाय योर डिफरेंट एनर्जीज यू अपीयर डिफरेंटली इन द स्पिरिचुअल एंड मटेरियल वर्ल्ड्स. You create the total energy of the material world by your external potency. And after creation, you enter within the material world as the super soul. You are the supreme person, and through the temporary modes of material nature, you create varieties of manifestation, just as fire entering the wood of different shades burns brilliantly in different varieties. So actually this material world is defined. Narada Muni is only telling in the fourth canto, say this is a dream land. Mahavishnu's dream land is material world. And he is also entering into the dream land. Because people are simply dreaming. So many good dreams are there, bad dreams are there. Sometimes it is going on. Within the dream land also we see the dream. But what we are seeing actually, it is not actual. Nothing is affecting us, it is only dream. We are put into that situation. So that is what he is telling, that you are entering into the dream land and you are doing everything for the conditioned souls. Now further he is telling, O my master, Lord Brahma is fully surrendered unto you
In the beginning you gave him the knowledge and thus he could see and understand the entire universe. Just as a person awakens from the sleep and visualizes his immediate duties. You are the only shelter of all persons who desire liberation and who are friend of all who are distressed. How therefore can a learned person who has perfect knowledge can ever forget you, my Lord? So after realizing this knowledge, actually he says that you gave this knowledge to Brahma and he gave this knowledge to everyone to how to please you. And only you can only give the liberation. You go back home, back to Godhead. 33 crores of Devadevadas are there. Nobody is claiming that I can send you back home, back to Godhead. Only Bhagavan is telling, actually. My Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from the meditation, meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about you, your glories from pure devotees is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmanda, wherein one thinks himself merged into the impersonal Brahman as one with the Supreme. Since Brahmanda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from the devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Although one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, he falls down in due course of time. So Dhruva Maharaj is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually. There are so many about devotional services. Hearing about Krishna, Sunamada, Sukada, Krishna, glories of pure devotees, unlimited. Srila Prabhupada has written unlimited, so many scriptures is translated where only Krishna is glorified. It's available. One can read it and enjoy, actually. Come into Krishna consciousness, start loving. Other day I was just reading Prabhupada, somebody went and asked Prabhupada, one Maharaj, he brought some devotees and asked, Maharaj, Prabhupada, they are asking the question, how can they please you? Usually Prabhupada gives a different answers. One answer he used to give is actually, if you distribute my books, you can please me. But this case he said, you tell them, if they start loving Krishna, that will please me. The writing, the whole book, translating the whole book is meant for each and every living entity to start loving Sri Krishna after understanding actually the Lord. See, that is available. So when leaving that, one is trying to go to Brahmanda or heavenly planets where they have to come back again and suffer in this material world. So instead of going through that, why don't you go straight away? That is what is telling why the people are. Dhruva Maharaj continued, oh unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate. This is what the devotees are asking to the Lord, Supreme Lord. Bhaktim muhu pravagadam tuime prasango puyadananda mahadam amalasyanam enanyasodmanam muru vesanam bhavabhim nishe bhavatguna kathamrtapana mattaha. Kindly bless me so that I may associate with the great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly as the waves of the river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the science ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blessing, fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastime, which are eternally existent. So it is available even in the age of Kali Yuga. This has come in the Pustaka form. The Lord has come in the book form, Srimad Bhagavatam. It is available. So he says, I want to become mad after this, my dear Lord. I want to become mad after your pure devotees, who is narrating the glory, your glories, your katha. So this is what we have to understand actually. Rest of our life after understanding this. Don't keep away the Hiranyakashipu's mind, you know, the mentality.
and please come to Krishna consciousness where the such transcendental activities are going on, and the even you know, the gopis of Vrindavan, Gopiya Gita, also they are telling tava katha amritam tatva jivanam kavipiriditam kalmashapaham sravanamangalam srimadadatam puvigrinandiye puridajana. The great devotees' business is go around and spread this Krishna consciousness. Pray to Krishna, get the blessing from the Lord. So that is the difference between the devotees and the non-devotees, demonic nature. They are also doing tapasya. One should not be attracted to that. That is why these two stories are given in the same Bhagavatam. Prabhupada is also telling actually. If you get actually Dhruva Maharaj got the benediction that he will go back home, back to God. But he said, you came to me with some material desire that you wanted to have great plan. I am giving you one greatest Dhruva Loga, I am giving you, untouched by anyone. You stay there, you will rule this 36,000 years, not one day or two. And I am promising you, during your 36 years of life, Maya will not attack you. Your health and strength and your enthusiasm will be remain same. And at the end, you will come to me. So it will never be vanquished. Somebody is doing a tapasya and, you know, getting the darshan of the Lord and blessing from the Lord or devotees, that will stay. That will not be vanquished. So we should be spending the time on that. So the another story, wonderful story, that one should not go to demigods and ask for some benediction, material benediction for their glories, is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 88, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vrikasura. Vrikasura, actually one day he was going on the street. Then he saw Narada Muni is going, Narayana, 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 Narayana. Then even the Mahamuni, please stop, I want to ask you something. Yes, what do you want to ask? Say, out of Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, to whom I can please quickly. I want some quick result. Then he scratched his head and actually he understood what he is going to ask and what he wants. Say, your requirement immediately will be by Lord Shiva. Better go to him. Do some tapasya for him. Go to Kedarnath. This happened in Kedarnath. So he went to Kedarnath. He, Yajnakunda, he made it. And he started doing the tapasya. So tapasya in Yajnakunda, he used to cut his flesh and put in the fire. So cutting, all the flesh actually is finished. Still he is not appearing. Lord Shiva is not appearing. That is also one of the points. Easily they will not come for this one. See, 100 years they do nirjara fasting, then only somebody went and complained, then Brahmaji came. Shiva was not coming. He said, what this man is doing actually? And in his name it is done. Om Namah Shivaya. So finally that he was so angry that why he is not coming? I did so much. No flesh is available. Finally he said, actually I want to cut my head, and I put it. So that is demonic nature, no, actually. They don't know what they are doing. If you want to cut his hair, he can cut and he finish. Why he want benediction? So he started cutting his head, then suddenly Lord Shiva appeared in front of him. He said, hey, what you are doing? Stop it. What you are doing? Here. Yeah, I want to please you, I am doing this. Yeah. Narada Muni told me that you are easily put here, you know. Then he said, actually, okay, I am very much pleased with your, you did so much for me, actually, you know, some sabsya. Okay, what do you want? He said, I want a benediction from you. Okay, ask me, what benediction you want? So, sometime, you know, the demigods, they will not think about it, they will give, you know, whatever, because they are very much pleased them. He said, if I touch with my hand anybody's head, he should die. His head should burst into pieces and he should die. Then he thought for a while. Actually, he is asking, it's a very difficult one. Actually, you are asking which is not possible one. But I promise you that I will give you benediction. You are asking this. He said, okay, tadastu. So this Daman actually regained Vrikasura, and he thought for a while, oh, now I become very great. My siddhis are, if I touch somebody's head, he will die. But I have a doubt on this person, actually, you know, Lord Shiva. So I want to test it. He said, Shiva, actually, you gave me the benediction. Whether it is true or not, I want to test on you first. So Lord Shiva, he was going close to Lord Shiva. Then he understood this fellow is horrible. He ran away. He started running. So he also followed. Running. He is not stopping. Both are not stopping. Going on, running. Then Lord Shiva remembered Vaikunthanatha, Vishnu. When somebody is in great difficulty, they will remember Krishna, they will remember Vishnu. So then Krishna thought, Narayana thought, actually I should take care of this, you know, Lord Shiva. He is the spiritual master, Vaishnavana, Veda, Shambhu, all qualities are there, even though he is giving such this thing. So he assumed the form of a dwarf, Brahmana, very pleasing Brahmana. Lord Shiva is running and Vrikasura is coming. So he is standing in the way, the very pleasing personality, dwarf Brahmana form. And he said to Vrikasura, hey Vrikasura, you are a son of Shakuni, where are you going? Why are you running? Be peaceful. I am a Brahmana, I can understand everything. I know you are in difficulty. Tell me what you want, why are you running? Then he told the whole story. I met Narada Muni, he told me I can get benediction from Shiva and I did a lot of tapasya. And finally he came at the last. It was not very easy. And he gave me the benediction. Then I wanted to test this one, he said. But he is running away. So I have a doubt now. I want to test on him first. So then the Brahmana thought, very pleasing words he said, actually. You are talking about whom? Shiva, he is the spiritual master. But you know, he is actually God of Pretas and Pishachas. Not the human beings. You don't know him. So sometimes he is telling lie also. He is a liar. Liar number one. Don't believe him. This is not going to happen. Better you told me. I can understand everything. So that is what I am telling. Because he influenced actually. The Lord influenced him. Then he said, now what to do now? I want to test it. It is very easy. You touch your hand on your head and see. That is the best, you know. I am telling you, he cannot give such benediction. He is a liar and he is not a good person. You touch your hand on your head. If it is not working, what you do? I will help you to kill him, the liar. Don't worry, I am the witness. So when he said like that, okay, this Brahmana is telling that, you know, he should believe in that. He simply put his hand on his own head. And it is broken and smashed into pieces and he died. All the demigods were throwing, actually sprinkling the water, sprinkling the flowers and glorified the Lord by killing Vrikasura. So Lord Shiva came back and he prayed to the Lord. Thank you for helping me and saving me. So I am always saving you, not today. But you know, you should know actually the type of person actually, before giving benedictions. See, he has not tried on animal or anybody else. He wanted to try on you only. This is the nature of the people actually in the Kali Yuga. So see how we prayed, what austerities to get, what is the benefit, benediction he got it, at the end what happened to it. And what happened to Dhruva Loka, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj at the end of 36 years, he was actually, he forgot about all this, he started killing somebody and, hey, you are a devotee, don't do it. Then the time has come, he went to Badari Ashram, he went to Badari Ashram and the Lord himself came and took him in the Pushpaka Viman. So we should be firm in our mind, actually, in our life. Your duty is actually to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, try to love Him and understand our eternal relation with Him. And these kathas should give us the direction, actually. This is not to glorify Hiranyakashipu, this thing will come. This is for learning lesson. So it is very easy in the age of Kali Yuga. One sloka I was just reading, he said actually, all the Kali Yuga effects of Kali which is coming on anybody can be smashed into pieces, it can be smashed into pieces, can burn into ashes by telling the name of Govinda. Govinda's name, Krishna's name. Bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja mudamade. Bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja mudamade. Samprapte sannihite kale nagi nagi rachati dushkrin karane. Bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja mudamade. Adi Shankara actually, after distributing his impersonal story and everything, he called all the people at the end. He told, leave all this thing, whatever told him. What is going to help you is Govinda's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'll be successful in this age of Kali Yuga, in this life itself, if we completely dedicate on Sarvanam Swagata Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna, hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, and how much time we can spend on it, that will really save us actually from all the miseries. One should not be getting any anxiety, any worries. Will be firm that yes, I will go back to Godhead, because it is told by a pure devotee, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has given enough knowledge, enough material for us actually to practice it. Guidance is given. Still we are getting guidance through his books, through his disciples, through the devotees. So we should take seriously in the same life, so that we can achieve perfection in our life. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi.